Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talking nonsense. Yes, we on in the slide. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Menage with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
What's up, everybody? I want to tell you guys where I got that from. That is my imitation of one of the newest YouTubers that I'm obsessed with, 1090 Jake. His website or his page is called End of Sentence, and he starts up every episode like that. What's up, everybody? So that's my imitation. What's up, guys? Welcome back. I know that you guys, you know, saw me last night, and you're like, wait a minute, what? Two nights in a row? Yes, two nights in a row. Because as I explained to you guys in yesterday's episode, you know, this is not just Black History Month. I mean, traditionally and on the calendar it is, but this is Black History Year. Every year is full of Black history. But what I wanted to do this month is I wanted to highlight some of the special relationships, the connections, the collaborations, and the network that I've built, because it is full of just amazing, awesome people who are doing great things within cannabis, outside of cannabis, just doing really some great things within life and really leaving their mark on Sacramento and on the mark, you know, and leaving their mark in the lives of others in a positive way. And, you know, that's kind of my goal, what I want to do with my life, what I feel like my life's purpose is. So we are, you know, having two episodes a week through this entire month. And one episode will just kind of be, you know, the Mary Jane talk, the Mary Jane keeps me sane type deal or whatnot. And then the other one is going to be specialized and focused on those recipients of what I'm calling the crowning moment. The crowning moment is where we're providing people with their crowns and we're highlighting them for the month of February. And it will continue throughout the year, but this is getting some special attention. So what I did is within the community, I kind of sent out some information. I created this kind of focus group and I gave them certain categories to be able to nominate individuals, brands, and businesses for us to highlight. And tonight's very special co-host is one that is third time. I think you might be getting ready to tie Breanne from Monthly as far as the number of, you know, guest hosting spots on the podcast. And so I appreciate it. But this beautiful, beautiful soul, somebody that I can continue to be inspired by, somebody that I cannot wait to catch up with because I just shared that she has some great news. Some great news for us, you know, and something, because like I said, I was a psychic, you know, I'm a little bit of a psychic. So I called this some time ago, but we have somebody that's going to be on talking to us about how artists are essential to life, essential to our community, essential to everybody as a society, really into this whole universe. So we want to welcome back somebody who, like I said, I hold dear to my heart, the energy is just, it's overflowing with great energy. And it's somebody that you will be blessed to know if you ever get the opportunity to build a relationship. So we would like to welcome our guest here, co-guest host, excuse me. And if you guys don't all recognize, this is Taylor from Tailored Mind Studios. Let me get that correct. Welcome, welcome, welcome back and happy new year. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed. Very happy to have you here. It's a special moment because, as I said, she was the one who came away in first place when it came to artists and those that are providing, you know, adding to the scene in Sacramento, adding to the burgeoning art scene, adding to restaurants where she has some work. So if you guys are ever in Slim and Huskies, right? Mm-hmm. Slim and Huskies in the bathroom, if I'm not mistaken.
The women's bathroom, yes.
The women's bathroom. What your eyes will be pleased with and everything that you'll take away from your visit to the restroom is going to be provided and inspired by our guest co-host this evening. So that's one of the awesome things that I know that you've done, you know, over this last year. Yeah, over this coronacation. So welcome back. I know you were a guest twice last year. We really do appreciate you like coming back, like I said. And I see, thanks to the hubby, that you were on Good Day Sacramento this past week, Wednesday. Fantastic.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they came to the studio.
Oh, nice. Oh, my gosh. How was that?
Well, it was a lot because they reached out to me because of some artwork they saw in an ice cream shop I did. I did artwork on some Air Forces.
And oh, so nice.
We have to find this artist. And the owner said he wanted people to tag the bathroom. So I actually tagged the bathroom and left all my information. So they found me and hit me up and said they wanted to come and check me out and interview me.
So who came out?
So when she got here to my studio, she was like, I know you sent me all the links to everything. She was like, but I didn't know it was all of this. She was
wow.
She featured it. She did actually two segments that she didn't actually plan on doing because I had so much stuff to offer. And it was pretty amazing.
Well, we are going to make sure that we link that to the podcast, to the live. We'll make sure that it's also linked. Oh, yeah. Oh, I went to high school with her, by the way. Junior high school and high school. She was 2 years older than me or a year older than me. So shout out to Lori Wallace. We'll make sure we tag her and everything as well. But we'll go ahead and we'll share a little bit of the appearance there. That's really cool. Lori Wallace is pretty good.
Yeah.
So we'll share that and then we'll jump into our quote. And while we share this, I'm going to roll up. Go
ahead. Here, this is the studio that all the.
She sounded like she coached a basketball game. She has no voice. Buffering. Thank you, internet. Out of there. So okay, there you go. I'm loving that wall. That is just so fire. You make me want to like create a wall like that.
I did it in one night.
That is awesome.
Good day, Sacramento. I'm Lori Wallace hanging out in a Taylor studio this morning. You guys remember when I was at the brand new Devil May Care, I popped into the bathroom, saw a phone number up on the wall, went and scribbled it down, and it happened to be this one right here. I did those Nike Air Force Ones, I had no idea that there was so much more behind it. If you take a look around here, this is the studio that all the work comes out of. And
that's awesome.
I walked in, you guys, and I looked at this, I go, ooh, I like this. That's really cool.
Once again, you utilize your space so well. We shared before that not only is this her studio, but it is also her home. Mm-hmm. And you would never feel like you were intruding on somebody's home, you know, when you're there. It's definitely a studio. It comes across so much larger than what it is, but she utilizes the space so good. I mean, so good. So
actually, we're just renovations.
Oh, did you? Well, I'm going to have to come through, girl. You know, I'll keep on my mask. You know, you can take my temperature when I get there. I'm good.
Well, I made renovations because I'm no longer doing in person this year.
Oh, that's so. I did just see recently you did an event. You were thanking a father. It was like a father-daughter type of event or something.
Oh, yeah. I did a paint night, a paint sit for fathers and families.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I've always taught online. That's never stopped. I started last year. But since it's getting so hectic and I don't have the world's best immune system, my last event was actually November 2020.
Okay.
So I renovated my place and I also needed my home back to where the stage and everything was.
Yeah.
Completely changed to a living room. And where you see where I am now is actually Taylor My Studios encompassed. So this is where I do everything. This is where the stage is going to be. This is where the live performances are going to be.
Wow.
This is where I create everything. Great. Like you said, I utilize my space as the best of my ability. So
yeah, and you do a great job at it. I mean, mine would look like I lived in Fred Sanford's freaking junkyard if I tried to. I'm good at organizing, but I'm good at organizing and living in organized chaos. We'll just say that. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to have to come through. I would love to do, you know, a mini episode or something from there, or something special. But yeah, I just want to come hang out. Actually, I want to come and vibe and light some incense and just chill and hang out with you. You know, it's been a year that we've had that contact, that freedom of being able to go and visit and, you know, and do what we're meant to do, which is be communal, you know, and socialize. Right. So thank God for this podcast, because you all know how much I like to talk. So can you imagine a year of me not being able? I'd be crazy. So before we go any further, of course, we know that I do want to go ahead and utilize our quote. And our quote is, the artist creates the material that we look back upon as a part of history, which is provided by, that quote was stated by Roy DeCarva. I really love that one. He is an African-American artist. And I love that one because it's very true. Without art, we don't have the proof, you know, of our history. And a lot of art tells our history and actually tells the true story. Let's look back. Art was utilized way, way back in the time of Kemet. It was used in the Egyptian times. It was used, well, actually before that, caveman time, you know, they were using art. So it's always been something that's been innate in us. Why don't you go ahead and tell our, you know, maybe new listeners, maybe they didn't catch up on the other episodes, but tell them a little bit about how you got started as an artist and just a little bit about your actual business now.
I've been drawing since I was a child. I was really inspired by my grandparents. They're the ones who taught me what I know and what I was surrounded by. My grandmother made dolls. My grandfather still paints and creates African masks and different things like that.
Oh.
Ceramic masks, so from scratch. So I kind of just grew up with that, and them bringing me up and teaching me the basics. And I just continued to draw. Around 2012 is when I actually started painting for the first time, and that manifested into something great.
Mm-hmm.
2016, I had my own self curated art show. That was a big hit. 2018 was my second self-curated art show, and that was massive. And nobody even knew who I was, who knows me now, but it was still massive to where I think like at least maybe 200 people came, you know, and a bunch of strangers, you know.
Yeah. Well, in 2019, your first appearance, you were saying, nobody knows me. I'm not that important. I'm not known. And look where we are now, but go ahead.
I still say that.
But it's good to stay humble. You know, it's good to stay humble.
People actually been yelling at me because I haven't owned up to what I've accomplished. So I'm in the process of owning up to what I've accomplished.
It is a process. I can relate to it. It still kind of trips me out to Google Mary Jane Maven and everything that comes up. You know, it's still weird for me to Google the podcast and everything comes up.
Right.
It's weird for people to yell out Mary Jane when I'm out in public because they recognize me from the community or from an event or something. So yeah, it does take a little bit to getting used to. But like I've said before and say it again, your talent, it just speaks for itself. Your energy speaks for itself. And that's why you've come so far. And in this amount of time, and why you'll continue to grow and become even more so of something, you know, come more of the shit. But so go right ahead. So yeah, so you got in training, you had your shows.
And in 2019, I'm doing the whole pop-ups and trying to start my gallery mm-hmm. in my space. That's when I was in the one bedroom at the time here at the Lofts. And then me figuring it out and working from home. I mean, working at the preschool, doing that, then having a soft grand opening,
mm-hmm.
Slash my birthday party in December. till February 1st, I already had my grand opening, and then COVID hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I went on a hiatus for 2.5 months off the grid. Nobody knew where I was. And a lot of people don't even know that I went off the grid. I was just gone.
Self-care. Yep. Needed.
Wrote in my journal, prayed, walked to the river every single day, tended to my dog. We just had a great time. Cooked mm-hmm. every day. And then when I came back, I did a mural for free at Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have one there too?
It just blew up.
That's awesome.
So awesome. Sacramento commissioned me. I did a mural at the Ali Yousefi Square. Did a big storage container that's actually still there. Kevin Johnson called me, asked me to do artwork for Summon Huskies. Old Park Brewery, I did art on a can.
Yes. And I'm going to say to Oak Park Brewery, you know, her and I can work together and you can go ahead and put out a Mary Jane Maven can as well. I've been meaning to, you know, get that message out to them. So, you know, somebody tag them. Let's get this over to them. You know, no, you've been doing a lot of things. So you did what I'm sure you heard it and we said it last year. You just needed to pivot. You just needed to pivot a la Ross from Friends, if you guys are fans. You just needed to make a way for yourself. And I said this before and I'll say it again. I think the universe really was like, look, you guys are not getting this shit together the way that you should. So everybody sit your ass down, start to improve yourself, and let's see what changes you can make for the better, you know? And you were somebody that did that, you know, and you did it well, and you see what it did for you, you know, that was able to provide success. Yeah.
I did it again from November to January, and then look where we are now.
Right. This year's starting off freaking crazy. We're going to sidebar a little bit here. I don't know if you guys have heard. I'm sure you guys heard about the gentleman from Sacramento who killed the two girls in Vacaville.
Yeah.
You know, and all they're doing is connecting him any way that they can to Mozzie, you know, because of his brother who raps with Mozzie or did something. So that's all that they're doing. The media is doing a very poor job, I think, of reporting there because you're taking the issue off of where it really needs to be. You're taking the light off the issue. Yeah. So that happened. I don't know if you guys heard about the guy who shot a couple across the street and then went in his house and killed himself. This was just on the 1st of February. And mm-hmm. they got into an argument over shoveling snow.
Wow.
And three lives are lost. Parents of an autistic child, 15-year-old, and then the gentleman who was a coward who realized that he went and shot people and did it very maliciously and then went in the house and killed himself, you know, much like cowards do. There's that, and I'm sure that's just a couple of the big stories. Shout out to, once again, 1090 Jake, because that's where I got my information from. I'm telling you guys, if you guys like to kind of watch, you know, like First 48 type things, crime related things, and, you know, get a really good outlook on it as somebody who spent some time in prison himself, please go and subscribe to the End of Sentence YouTube page. Tell you, it's one of my new obsessions. So yeah, but 2021 has started off pretty crazy. Of course, let's actually go back. The domestic terrorism that was, you know, that happened at the Capitol. That's what kind of started it. You know, I think people were still recovering from whatever new year they had, and that shit happened. Then we have, you know, the murders that have coming up, and there's been a couple of other things that have happened within our area. I don't know if it's a result of a mental illness that was already there. I don't know if it was exacerbated by the quarantine. I don't know if, you know, some things are really getting to some people, but what I have to say is that no matter how bad you're doing, there's always somebody doing worse. Take a ride on the freeways and see the people that are creating neighborhoods because they're homeless and the only place that they have to go is on our freeways. That's absolutely sad. You know, that is sad as hell. So no matter what you're going through, there's always somebody, unfortunately, that is doing worse. So be grateful. You know, gratefulness is huge in self-reflection and self-care. Would you agree with that? Because I know that probably during your time that you went off the grid, journaling and things like that help you to be grateful, help you to understand what it is that you have to be grateful and thankful for?
Well, when I did it again from November to January, just piggybacking off what you said, I saw homeless communities with brand new cars.
Boom. Fats, yeah.
And it hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's that good old EDD grant that people were taking, or, you know, illegally.
Not even that. I think they were just, they became homeless.
Like, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But
yeah.
They couldn't afford where they were staying. So gotcha. All they have is a car and a tent.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they were grilling. They had a community. Yes. I was watching. I was on the light road to the Roseville Mall, and I seen them. They were in their cars parked with fires, and they were grilling and being very neighborly.
Yes, you do see that. And you know what bothers me? Yeah, what bothers me as well about the city is that we're not allowing them to go, like, stay at park and rides. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should allow them, if there's any land that's open like that. Like, LA has their areas that it's okay for people to go park in and live, you know, and live at and stuff like that. We need to do that as well. You know, that is, I'm not very pleased with our mayor and his cabinet. I think that we need a new one. I think that my vote would be for Angelique Ashby. I think that she really, really loves Sacramento. And I think she's just patiently waiting for her to take her turn. I mean, let's be honest. Kevin Johnson did great. And then we had Heather Fargo. Sacramento did very well during that time too. So I think that we need some feminine power.
Yeah.
You know, some feminine energy. But yeah, that's very sad. I mean, my boys know that when they get to get out of the house, because I haven't taken my boys out a whole lot in a year, but when they get to get out of the house and they know that we're going somewhere, that they will pass, you know, a center divide, they want to grab whatever little money they have because they want to be able to give that to the person that's standing in the middle of the road with their signs, you know. Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see and answer the questions that my children are going to have for me, you know, in the next 10, 15 years. Like, what were you guys doing? Why was it okay for people and families to be homeless? You know?
Right.
Yeah. And I'll be like, well, write a letter what's the mayor's name? Steinberg. There you go. I almost called him Steinway. All right, see, I don't even respect a man that much. I don't know his name.
In the front of my building, like, it's a joke of the lofts now that we in the hood. Because
there's so many. Yeah.
There's so many, but it's not even just that. Like, the arguing, the fights.
I mean, girl.
In our lofts now.
Really?
Not even trying to, like, diminish. But since times are hard and they need people to come in, it's like anybody's coming in. Like, I guess there was a fist fight in the lobby with two people.
Shut up.
My girlfriend told me that some Caucasian male was yelling out at a black guy. He lived here and he's yelling at a black guy passing by, some racial things. Like, it's just,
and it's tough down there. It's very thick down there because of the Capitol.
That, so, and I'm right across from Cedar Chavez. So now Cedar Chavez.
Yes, yes.
About maybe 50 homeless people who live there now.
Yeah. And isn't that where they found somebody who passed after the storm? Wasn't there somebody
who passed?
That's so sad. That's so sad. And wait for the summer to come around and they want that park back for the, you know, for the concerts in the park or something like that. You know, where are they going to push them down to the river? And then they don't like them down by the river. Like, it's just the fact that we keep shoveling them and shuffling them around so that we can have our fun summers and our good spring. Like, that's a bunch of bullshit. These are citizens. And like you said, many of them were integral and still are integral parts of the society, working, doing what they can. But let's be honest, Sacramento's rent is ridiculous. We don't have enough, you know, low-income housing. People should not have to live in an urban crime-infested area because that's what they can afford.
Yeah,
I think I told you where I'm living now, across the street from Kaiser South.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Girl, you think I don't hear some arguing and I know you in there with that bitch at 4:30 in the morning while somebody's out on the street hollering and yelling mm-hmm. at some, I was almost going to say, at some Negro that does not want you. Like, girl, go home, you know? But yeah, but believe me, I know. But I can't believe that your area, your lofts, because those are very,
so the police had to come here for an incident, and they asked security. He said, "I thought these were luxury lofts." He said, "They are, and they look fun. They look like this."
But, oh wow! He's like, "When and where? When and where does that happen?"
Because it's still nice, it's still clean, and all that. Yeah. But the people have made a shift.
Wow.
And the people who are lived here who were felt entitled and a little bit, you know, I won't be specific, but you know,
living in that world of privilege, that old land of privilege. Yeah.
They moved because they were tired.
Of course they did. Of course they did. Yeah.
So it's a little interesting. I don't like it.
Yeah, you know, being
around. I got homeless friends now, people, especially me doing all the murals I've been doing.
Yeah.
My name and stuff. Like, I'm still trying to find my favorite friend that I met that lives on the streets. His name is Mark Ryan. That's how embedded I am in him.
Yeah.
But he was living in the high rises, the abandoned high rises, or no, abandoned building next to the comic book shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, we're about to get kicked out. You know,
yes, because they are really quickly trying to make those.
I said it doesn't make any sense if all the homeless are living there already.
Then let them live there, and whatever project you're trying to put in there, it can wait.
Right.
Like, come on. You know, there was people living in the bank building before mm-hmm. they really started a lot of, you know, of the changes and everything to open that up. Right. We have too many dilapidated, empty buildings that have plans. You know, I'll say this. The focus is too much on trying to make Midtown and downtown like a downtown LA or like a Staples Center. We are not that. We are Sacramento. You know, we're not going to make this a whole thing, but I could. But there are a lot of things that I am very, very, you know, disappointed within our city on, for sure. But before we go any further, I know that you guys saw me spark up. So sorry, guys. I if you haven't already, go ahead and spark up, light up. This is our sparking salutations. My elevation tonight, of course, is provided by the one, the only, who we are dedicated to as patients, because they provide the best medicine. And that is
Chapo.
Thank you, Chapo Kingdom, once again. So tonight, my elevation is, which one did I put up? Obama Runts. Oh, shit. I'm about to burn myself. So some Obama Runts is providing this elevation tonight. So we kind of talked a little bit about that, already got me a little riled up. So why don't we go ahead and continue with the bullshit? We're going to talk about the newest, what do you want to call it? Persona in the line of Karens. They're becoming like Barbies. You know, you have the, like I said the other day, you have the park Karen. You have the at work Karen. You have the apartment Karen that wants you to prove to them that you live there. Now we have a courtside Karen, and I love that you can find all her information because everybody that talks about it shares her IG and everything. Miss Juliana Carlos, her IG is IG at Juliana Carlos. This is the lady who decided that she was going to go ahead and display just what happens in that beautiful land of privilege that she lives in. And she was at the Atlanta Arena where the Hawks play, and it was the Warriors. Yes, or was the Hawks? Yeah. Why is their uniform so close to ours? Because
they won't be Warriors.
Huh? Because I really thought it was the Warriors. My bad. Because remember, I was like, why are the Warriors playing there? Why would they? Okay, my fault, guys. I'm not perfect all the time. Just 98%. So they were playing the Hawks, which makes sense. Okay. And obviously, because Georgia has thought this entire time, they're immune from Corona. So if you are a ticket holder, you're able to go to the basketball games. And they were sitting on the side. The husband, who can't stand LeBron, probably because he's lost like thousands and thousands of dollars of betting against him. He was talking shit. Oh, thank you for showing the picture, because I haven't seen the picture of the husband. I knew he was older and that obviously he was wealthy. Oh, look at that. Look at all that. He takes so much Viagra or Cialis or whatever it is. He takes so much. He probably wears, excuse me, I'm gonna get a little vulgar here for a second. He probably wears a little bit of a cock ring to help him stay up as well. I'm just saying. Cause he definitely looks like he could be her dad. Like he would be coming and kissing her at graduation and being like, so proud of you, honey. But yes. So he was talking shit to LeBron. LeBron looked over and said something to him, probably what a man would say to another man. And she jumped up and decided that she was going to be Captain Save My Old Husband. So she says that LeBron told her to sit down, bitch, twice and called her a bitch twice. He did not say that. What he said was, why are you in this bitch without a mask? Why are you have your mask down in this bitch? Yes. So that's what he said. She claims that he told her, sit the fuck down, bitch. Sit the fuck down, bitch. This man's in the middle of a game. You, there's nothing but cameras on LeBron. And every clip that you saw, that those words never came out of the man's mouth. So, of course, much like the Karens do, they turn on the waterworks and they make the black man, the one who made them, you know, he was the assailant. He was the one who attacked her. And I'm a season ticket holder. No, you're not. Let's get it straight. Your husband or your husband's company is a season ticket holder. Right? Facts. Facts. Because now they're banned. So you can sit at home, and I'm sure your beautiful home that you're holding onto so tightly, you're doing the best of your ability to be whatever he wants with whoever, another guest, or maybe just you, maybe it's somebody younger, I don't know. But you're doing whatever you can to hold on to that relationship. And word of advice, Juliana, 25 years old does not make you a girl. Because I love how she was like, a 25-year-old girl, you are a hella woman, one. Two, stay in your place. Why are you talking for your man? Like, come on. Like, your man should have had more control and told you to sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up because you're about to get me banned and about to get my investment lost, which is what happened. So, you know, I want to create a special award, but I just haven't come up with one yet that's just petty enough for this segment. But this is definitely one of those times when if LeBron does medicate, he should have went home and medicated because she would have worked. Yes, she would have worked my nerves. So Juliana, you deserve to have like somebody's cousins run up on you and just get you real quick. Just
I'm
saying.
I'm stuck on her saying that she's a 25-year-old girl without such an old husband.
Like, and I hate that all her Instagram posts had filters on them so that everything that she was wearing was blinging. And before she started talking to LeBron, she kept showing her YSL shoes. But are you showing the game or are you showing your shoes? Like, anybody who cares, who knows you already, they know what you have. Because I believe that you probably flash in their face any chance that you get.
Professional.
So, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. And a privileged one. That's the worst kind. You can be a professional wife because you take care of your man, you take care of your household, and he holds you up on a pedestal. Great. Mm-hmm. What have you done in your 25-year life, girl, that you deserve that? I'm going to guess nothing. So I don't know how much attention you paid to it, but when I saw it, I had to look up all kind of stuff. I had to look up all kind of shit. So when you saw it, what did you think about it? Were you like, another one? Just add that to the list.
Pretty much. I thought it was very comical.
Yeah.
When LeBron James said to the husband, what did he say? Something like, oh, you on steroids or something like that.
Yes.
That's what I thought was comical.
Because we can look back at the picture. Facts.
Yeah.
Okay. Facts. That's exactly what he looks like. I mean, and well, he would have to.
About it, you know, I just thought that was
funny. Yeah. And then the people that they were with were just like, you know, gassing him up. So. I don't know. Once again, I don't know what your Bill of Rights or your Constitution is in the land of privilege. But let that shit go. Y'all need to rewrite it. Let it go because it's really at a detriment to you. Every time I see something like that, I want to like play that video of the woman that was here in Sacramento on the Spirit plane And she gave them people a reading about Black history, Black people, told them that they have recessive genes. That's why they, that's why they're on their way out. She told them, you could tell some of them were like Googling and bookmarking some shit to, you know, research when they got off the plane. But she told them, and I feel like every time somebody acts like a goddamn idiot like this, that should be plain, because she told them. So kudos to her. Thumbs down to, you know, the new Karen, the courtside Karen. Yeah. So, yeah, another thing that I wanted to talk about that is kind of current hot topics is the recall attempt for Newsom. So I want to ask, I don't know how into politics you're into. If you follow, do you have an opinion about Newsom? How do you think that he's done over this past, you know, year with taking care of, you know, of everybody through Corona? What do you have to say about it? Do you support it? Not care?
He's not horrible. I just think he cares too much of the opinions of society. I feel like he should have stuck his gun and put the world on lockdown, just like everybody else.
And like, do like Cuomo. Yes, be like Cuomo. Cuomo's doing shit and don't give a good old fuck about what you guys are saying.
I think it's too much of a chicken. And I won't finish that, but chicken, because
yeah,
even this last time when he opened up the city, the ICUs aren't better. He said that ICUs are better and we're getting better capacity. And it's like, no, it's not. Even there was nurses commenting under his post, like, what are you talking about? No, it's not. But the day before he made that announcement, there was a protest at the Capitol because they wanted the city to open.
Yep, yep.
So I think he just is like, I'm scared something else is going to happen. All this stuff is going on.
He doesn't want to be recalled. He doesn't want to be recalled. I didn't know that he was related to Pelosi. So I think it's definitely a lot of family pride. He would be embarrassed within the business, you know, community, because he is a businessman. And we've only had one other governor recalled, and that was Brown? Gray. Yeah, Gray Davis. That's right. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger took over after that, who actually ended up being not too bad of a governor. Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I think that he should stick to his guns. I know that when we got locked down, we watched every you know, newscast that he did, every, you know, mm-hmm. you know, state address that he kind of gave. And that man was not sleeping. I was concerned. You could tell that he was not sleeping for a while. Yeah. And that lets you know how important his, you know, his citizens are to him, the citizens of the state. We would have a much worse homeless problem if it wasn't for him stepping up and enacting the evacuation moratorium eviction. I think he already has embarrassment kind of stamped on his head because our EDD is so obviously screwed up. And he probably didn't realize that that was a part of the, you know, of the state that he needed to pay a little attention to, that needed, that, you know, needed to be taken care of before we went through something like this and then found out that $11.4 billion in fraudulent, you know, claims went out.
Which wasn't expressed.
Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely think that he has, you know, some disappointments about things that happened that were out of his control, I think, overall. But I think that he did a great job at answering, you know, expeditiously to the needs of the state. And
he communicated very well. He was communicating.
Yeah. And I think that it's those citizens of the land of privilege that are the most upset. The ones that aren't hurt. The ones that are like, well, my business, I can only sit people outside. Okay. What about the people that, like you said, had just gotten a brand new car, had just put their kid in a private school, who are doing good, and then all of a sudden all that's lost? Yeah. Who's doing worse here? You know? So I'm a supporter. It actually infuriates me whenever I see the, you know, the billboards about it. It very much bothers me that he already has an opponent who's saying, I'm really ready and willing to take over prior to 2022. You know, it bothers me that people are complaining, talk about let them play. My son did go and play his very first basketball game tonight. Why we're a little bit late, guys, but in 365 days, I mean, to the day is when my son played last. But you know, what we do as parents is because we know that's his passion and that we know that he wants to get to a certain level. Over this year, we've made sure that he's still gone to the park, shoot in the front yard, you know, stay active, do what needs to be done that way. Why is it that no one else can do that? Why is it that you're so dependent upon the school, having school team, or, you know, the recreational, having the recreational, that you guys want to hold a rally or that you want to get somebody, another person out of their job? Not saying that Newsom would be hurt in any capacity monetarily if he, you know, was recalled. But I just feel that I would like to ask people, what would you do? Like, I would like to be like, what would you do? And be like, I'll wait so that they can go ahead and tell me.
I feel like people really just always have opinions. These are just people, period. They always have opinions.
Yeah.
They don't really have solutions. Even throughout the protests, and I support Black Lives Matter and all that. But I rarely heard any solutions for anything.
Yeah.
Or even brought to the table.
Yeah.
But even then, I feel like, as far as recalling Newsom, I think just people overall had a hard time sitting with themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And I enjoyed it.
How much they don't like themselves.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So you had time to really take in all that is bad about your life, that you're not happy with your life. And what's sad is that you didn't have the wherewithal. You don't have the strength. You don't have the knowledge. You don't have the desire to change that.
Nope, you're going to blame somebody else.
Yes, we've had a year to change it, people. We had free money, being pretty much free money, like unemployment. People, there's some people that have never, ever been able to get unemployment day in their life, and you were getting unemployment. And you were getting a good amount. I'm saying, I just think that if they have a reason to cry, they will cry.
Yeah.
And you know, there's so many other things to be worried about. We're not communal enough. We're not enough about community. That's the problem.
No, not at all.
No. Not enough of us, I'll say. I don't want anybody to be like, I am, but not enough of us. You know, it needs to be a herd mentality surrounded around that. Like, everybody wants to do it. Let's do it.
I want to speak for Sacramento because I can't really speak it for any city in California. But Sacramento, when someone wants to come out and speak and become a leader, then there's another leader who wants to fight against it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no working together.
Yes. Yeah.
Whatsoever.
I agree.
It's very, very toxic. And yeah. I just feel like people in general are very toxic because we have moved into this wave of technology.
Yes.
Taking over social interaction is people lack thereof. And now there's more introverts than extroverts.
Yes.
And they don't really know how to communicate with others. So now it's like lack of experience.
They don't know how to get their ideals out, their vision out, because they haven't worked on themselves, nor do they listen. So that in the combination, that's just completely dangerous. So yeah, I'm glad that, you know, we were able to, because I've been waiting to get that off my chest. I'm sure hubby is so tired of hearing about it, because I complain to him about it every time something
that's
happens.
Definitely our society. I want to make that clear that as our society is, they are to themselves and they lack for thinking for themselves.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of sheep around here.
I agree. 1,000%. Are you still able to hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So only reason I ask is I just got something knocked out here. But so the reason why you're here, I just wanted to be able to highlight who you are, what you do. So first, can we please, because my eyes just keep darting from each record, record case right there. Why am I just drawing a blank? Probably because I just smoked. But yes. So won't you go ahead and share a little bit about that ball? And then Pebbles, first of all. I mean, I just keep hearing girlfriend in my head over and over and over again. This A. So yes, I think this is awesome and creative. And I would love to be able to create something like this in my house. probably my bedroom, because I wouldn't want anybody to touch it if there's like the living room. But wow. Yeah. So share a little bit about that. You were doing the inspiration. And I know you said it took you all night.
Okay. So I started creating the new space in this, because this was where the gallery used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I started creating this new space January, like 15th or something like that. And I had it semi together, but I was, you know, taking my time. And mm-hmm. then when Disney contacted me, I was like, oh, crap. You know, I already had seen that Leave Your Mark Sacramento that
released
the records. So I went there and he had a sale for $1 records, $2 records. So
okay. Nice.
I got 30. I already had 20 of my own. And I was like, all right, since they're going to come tomorrow. And Sac State Hornet also did a piece on me, too. So they were coming Wednesday, too, for a photo shoot.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I got to make this look good. So I spent all night putting tacks in each one, you know.
Wow. You got some great albums. Now, do you listen to all of those? Or is it just more of a, was it a vision that you were like, I'm going to put all this together?
I'm definitely an all-encompassed music listener.
I was
a little offended by the cashier, and I knew he didn't mean any harm, so I just corrected him properly. But I was looking through the albums, and I was going through, which ones were I looking through? Like Sheena Easton, I think I was looking through Kenny.
Okay.
And a couple other ones that are typically.
Yes.
Neil Diamond.
Shout out to Sheena Easton. My favorite song by her is Sugar Walls. And that's what I've got to feel.
I don't
know
if I know it by title. I have to look it up.
Oh, baby. Yeah, it was written by Prince. You look it up when we're done. It's fire. And that's what I kind of call myself in other realms. So, yeah, go ahead.
I'm not surprised. But I'm looking through it. And he goes, oh, you know, we have hip hop records over there. And I was
fantastic.
Like great. I was like, how do I want to comment? I was like, oh, thank you. I said, yeah, but I actually listen to everything.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, really? Like, he was genuinely stunned.
What year is this? I mean, maybe because, you know, you look younger, so he's thinking something. But if somebody's in a record store, they usually love music. They're not just in there, even if they're a DJ. And maybe let's say you are a hip-hop DJ, but you usually listen to something else. I mean,
yeah.
EDM artists, EDM DJs. They're completely inspired by mixing different genres of music. So,
right. And he was like, oh, you really listen to everything? He's like, yeah, I can't really get with everything. He said, one thing I really can't get with was jazz. I said, really? That's one of the main things I listen to the most. And then his jaw dropped. Like, he was just so stuck.
Oh my gosh.
Very comical.
I love when they do that. I love when that's the reaction, because
it also made me aware, like, okay, you haven't opened your horizon at all.
Yeah. Working at a record store. At a record store. So
it's actually an art store.
Art store, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're gonna be in that environment though, and you're speaking with people, like, you have to be a little bit more educated than obviously what he is. If you had to, really quickly, I have $1.5 million. But you have to tell me within 10 seconds which one up there, if you could only listen to for the rest of your life, which one would you pick? I don't have $1.5 million, by the way.
LL Cool J.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. My son would be all like, when he watches this, because my 12-year-old, he informed me, oh, I've watched all your episodes. And I was like, what? You have way too much access to YouTube. But he's going to be excited. He's going to be excited when he hears that, because he is into LL right now.
His voice. If I have to listen to somebody's voice for a lifetime, and I can listen to him.
My favorite LL to this day, I Need Love.
Really?
To this day, yes. Yep. You know what? I said the other day that the first hip hop song that I really knew was Outkast, but I lied. The very first rap song that I knew word for word for word was I Need Love. I was younger than 10. And yeah, I love that song. That was the same summer that I was in love with, fell in love with Janet Jackson. And you couldn't tell me that I was not Janet in control. You couldn't tell me. Right. I was all that's of seven. Yes, I'll see. That's a must. That's a must have. Mm-hmm. That's definitely. Well, that's dope. So who is that right by Rick James? To the my left. What would be your right? Yeah.
Right here? That,
no, the other way. On the other side of Rick James. So right on the other side.
Footloose.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Yeah. I was going to say that's Footloose. Yes.
One of my favorite movies.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. So I've been collaborating with other podcasts, and I was on a podcast called Soundtrack Your Life, where he discusses the soundtrack of a movie. And we talked about Dazed and Confused and all the good music in there and just a lot about the film. And actually had him as a guest last night, and we went over the top 10 hip hop soundtrack songs.
Mm-hmm.
I just found a list and I was like, this is what we're going to talk about tonight. I didn't look at it before because I wanted all my reaction to be authentic. Let's just say that list, that article needs to be rewritten. Let's we'll just say that. You want to catch, you can catch that episode.
Something. You remind me of something. It's a request or help or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I am trying to make an authentic mixtape for Valentine's Day.
Oh, now is this to share or is this for someone special?
Someone special, of course.
Yes. And you did mention, you said girlfriend earlier, and I know you're not referring to a girlfriend like our moms do when they're like, my girlfriend and I, we're going. Yeah, you were saying like that. So yeah, share about the mix. I think the mixtape is awesome idea. When is the last time anybody got a mixtape?
I need help. I know a little bit about it from when I was younger, but I have boom boxes over here and stuff like that, but I can't remember. I don't know how to transfer new age music to a mixtape, but connected through music, you know? We're big on communication and we're big on music.
Yes.
It'll be a special way for me to show my love is to wrap all the songs we connect to into a mixtape for Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is. Oh my God, that's so sweet. I love it.
Yeah.
What's it, babe?
You're going to wrap it?
The hubby is talking.
You're gonna rap it? You're like you're rapping?
No.
She's like, I'm just gonna play them, but maybe. Dad, hey.
I might do one song like that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I might do one song like that. But yeah, no. Are you gonna help me? I need help.
The biggest thing is make sure that one of the boom boxes has that little thing that says mic on it, and then the rest of it is easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yes. We will teach y'all a little something if y'all don't know. Oh, you got the real ghetto blaster.
Yeah. I think you should be all right with that one.
Yeah, I think you're going to be perfect. Oh, my God. That makes me want to get some tapes and, like, lay down at 9 o'clock and turn on this is how you used to do it. You would wait for like the 9 o'clock countdown,
mm-hmm.
because that played all the popular songs, and then you would record that, record other couple of different things, and if you had another boombox, then you would go ahead and transfer it completely. Like that was the best way to edit, guys. All right, there was no just like move and click and that back then. You have to do some work. So I think that is sweet as hell. I will tell you that. When the hubby and I first got together, back in the day, you know, I'm not going to tell too much, but he used to sing to me and I loved it. And to this day, I'll tell you this, I was getting in the shower the other day and my 12-year-old's like, Mom, do you need music? And I was like, sure. And he goes, I'm going to put on something special for you. And they've heard us tell our story about when we first met and like our first songs. He actually put on the very first song that the hubby ever dedicated to me. And I thought that was so sweet. I felt like I was like, I'm doing a good job showing my baby's love, and the fact that he knew that right away. And you have the right idea. You have the right idea, because that is, to me, maybe it's because I'm an Aries, but shit like that to me. And it's my love language as well. You know, my love language is through like small gifts of, you know, of significance and things like that. Maybe that's why I'm such a big fan, but I'm here to help.
I need help. I've been asking, yes. And nobody can help me.
I can help. We can help you with the whole process if you need any song recommendations.
Yeah.
I would say the biggest one would probably be one's really good one is Differences by Ginuwine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a list because we have some songs, but the one, the most important one is
you
the
should
song
rap
we danced to when we first met 2 years ago.
Oh.
It was Always and Forever. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love it. So I'll tell you a story about that. We always get that sang to us at weddings by the hubby and his frat. It's so great. Sing it to the wives. Yes. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. That's such a beautiful song. It's timeless. So definitely, definitely. I actually like the idea of hubby rapping. Yeah, when you said you rap in something. So maybe one song you do a little bit. Maybe we can teach you how to like turn the music down or turn the words down.
Mm-hmm.
This is so old school to do one.
Hey, I'm for
boxes, but and then you can come over and share, because I know you guys probably have very good conversations. Mm-hmm. And I could just imagine letters written and or you know,
yep,
just
all that.
Yeah, yeah. See? Oh, I'm so happy for you. I have chills. You can't see, but I have chills. So I'm so happy for you. If you guys are a fan, if you've listened, you know, to the other appearances, I've always, you know, I've told her, you look, whoever gets into is lucky enough to, you know, to find your heart and for you to really like appreciate and find and love theirs, they're going to be a very, very, very lucky person. And yeah, it looks like you found her. Is she from the area or?
Nope. I think that's why I found my soulmate.
Hey, you did say that too. You did say that. You're like a little bit of distance would be good until you could say that. See?
No, man. She's out here because she's in school. She's a chemist.
Oh, nice. But
she's from LA.
Okay. So did she go to school at Sac State or?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look at you and educated. Look at you. Go ahead. All kind of snap.
And gorgeous, honey.
I love it. I'm sure. You deserve all of that, okay? You don't deserve anything less. That is a blessing. I'm so happy for you. See, yeah, we spoke shit into existence, guys. It works.
And stuff, so it's all good.
Yeah. I can see you. I can see that smile. That's beautiful. Well, kudos to her. So much love and light and blessings to you. I'm so excited. So before we wrap up here, because, you know, normally I like to have you on here a good like 2-3 hours, but we're going to be nice tonight. Mm-hmm. So what do you have going on? Anything that you want to share about the business? Any, you know, new projects coming up? How about like one-on-one care? Like I did want to ask you, the little one, the entrepreneur, he has a sketchbook and he's really, really, really good in art and drawing. He's a little hard on himself, but he drew, I call him Baby Yoda. I know that's not his name, guys. If you're the fans of The Mandalorian, I know that's not his name, but he's Baby Yoda. That boy drew him and like, I felt like I could just pick him up off the page. Like it was so good. So if I wanted him to be able to get him like one-on-one virtual kind of training, is that something that you do? So yeah.
I do one-on-one children and adults. I do full class children and adults. Paint nights in general, like I'm gonna be online and I'm just gonna be, you know, have like a little paint and sip nights. Tailored sessions is gonna be coming soon, as soon as I can get studio equipment. If anybody wants to donate so I can get studio equipment.
Yes.
Cash App, Panda with 2 A's at the end.
I like that. We'll put that up. Yes, you guys support. There's a lot of people that, you know, that have some and they upgrade or whatnot. If you're like us, maybe Amazon accidentally sent you an extra one. You know, you have an extra two. I don't know if you shared this with me or somebody else, but you know that you can rent equipment and get equipment actually to keep for a long amount of time from the libraries.
I just don't want that. I'm clumsy.
Gotcha. You'd rather be yours.
I have the speaker. I actually need one more speaker in the mixer. And okay. That's it.
And so is that going to be more spoken? What was that consist of? If you don't,
that's
if
everything. You all these shows that I had in person are going to be
okay. Okay, nice.
And Taylor Sessions is actually something new that I haven't dropped yet because I'm waiting for the studio equipment to arrive or to get, which is solo artists performing.
Okay.
Like a mixture of So Far Sounds and Tiny Desk Studios.
I like that.
My tailored way.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. That'd be pretty dope. And to show local artists, because once again, the industry here, the art scene, the music, like all of that is growing. It just got, you know, put on hold like everything else.
Yeah, they already have the lineup already for the whole year for Taylor Sessions. They just got
nice
equipment. So like I said, if anybody wants to donate.
Yes, we'll put that out there. We'll make sure when we share everything that we're gonna put that right out there. So come on, you guys, it's all about giving. And you know, it's all about collaboration as well. So we'll talk offline, but I think it'd be awesome for us to do a little something together that we'll have to do with
workshops. I have because my way of contributing to all this chaos,
mm-hmm,
is I linked up with a Black woman therapist and we're gonna have workshops.
Oh.
Is I'm also gonna have different instructors doing things. I don't want to do everything all the time.
Yeah.
Taylor My Studios is gonna have staff. Taylor My Studios is gonna eventually have a building that you can walk in and get to.
Okay.
So there's gonna be different staff doing different things like dance classes, yoga, etc.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Teaching about just health and wellness, and you know, mm-hmm, Mary Jane Maven cannabis education classes. You know it.
Come on through, honey.
It's all put together.
Like I said,
that is a blessing.
If you don't notice, I took my face off of Taylor My Studios because I want them to realize that, okay, this is a studio. There's more than just Taylor.
Yeah. I did notice. I was like going through a little rebranding. I actually had that question to ask if you were kind of rebranding in a certain, mm-hmm, way, but I see why. Once again, I mean, your heart is one of the most beautiful that I have come across in my lifetime. You, like I said, your energy radiates. You see the, you have this sense of honest vulnerability that is so inviting, and this inspiration that you have and this beautiful eye that you have. And I can't wait to just be going to your studio opening, your gallery opening, and, you know, then your wedding, and then all those things. But I am so grateful for you, and you definitely deserve. I wish that I was able to actually like give you a crown for the crowning moment. But you know, the local community, I think, has spoken by providing you this opportunity to be the first recipient of the Menage with the Mary Jane, you know, Black Excellence crowning moment. So you definitely deserve it for so many different things. And I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to come and share with us and catch us up on everything that's going on. And I'll be coming by. I'll be masked up and I'm going to come on by because I have to see that wall in person. I must. So
yeah, it turned out better than I thought it was. So I'm pretty proud.
I'm serious. That is inspiration. Like, you really make me want to just turn a corner of my bedroom or something. Just put up some of my favorite albums. That'd be really awesome.
Leave your mark and get those records for a dollar.
Yes. Well, thank you. Shout out to them as well. Anything else you want to share? I know we have all of your information so people will be able to find you, your IG.
I made a Patreon.
Okay. Please share that.
I'm still trying to understand how to work it, but I made a Patreon so people can become members so then I can acquire that income as well, because since, yep, I am doing this virtually now, I have to have some type of income coming in.
And it makes absolute sense. If you guys follow any content creators, you follow people on YouTube, hubby and I have recently started, you know, becoming a little bit of gun fans, firearm fans. And there are so many, you know, reviewers and people that are on YouTube, and every content creator that I follow, actually, no matter what it is that it is, you know, what topic it is, they say, I have a Patreon. You have to. It's like having multiple streams of income. Nothing wrong with that.
I get people behind the scenes now what I'm doing. That's what
and that's say. Exclusive content. Like, you become a member there, you're going to be getting everything plus more that, you know, right, the rest of us aren't getting. So definitely share. Well, what you could go on Patreon, you can just put in is it the name of the studio?
It's gonna be Taylor Designs, and then I'm making another one for Taylor My Studios, because like I said,
okay,
separate things. Taylor
Designs, okay,
as an artist,
Taylor, okay,
My Studios is the art gallery.
Perfect.
For February, even though I'm the fifth day late, but for February, Black History Month, I'm doing an artwork a day for Black History Month.
Oh, that's
awesome. So if I can finish them by tonight or in the morning,
yeah,
all six of them will be posted.
And well, that's great.
on time.
Well, yeah. Everybody get over to Patreon and look up at Taylor Design. I definitely want to see the work that you do, so I will be tapping in and looking, supporting as well. You know, guys, I don't drink Starbucks and coffee anymore, but there's some of you that spend $5-$10 a day, you know, on that. You guys can go and buy your wraps. You can go and buy your Backwoods. You can go and do this and do that. Support local, support artists, support a beautiful, you know, member of our community, and support her. Get on over and get over that Patreon. So yes, so share with us once again where everybody can go locally and see your work. So the couple of restaurants that you're in and your other murals, your other pieces of artwork. And yeah. And then we're going to let you guys get to your Friday evening.
So Oak Park Brewery, it's called yes. The Tailored Imperial.
Yes, I did see that one.
It's the artwork. You can go get this. It's a chocolate pecan porter. It's pretty good.
And they still have it?
They should, yes. They
okay, do. Okay.
Slim and Huskies in the women's bathroom. I did an art installation of, I think, 7 or 8 different pieces. In Ali Yousefi Square, right across the street from the Doco sign in downtown Sacramento, I did the big storage container where they show night movies and stuff like that.
Oh,
whole entire storage container. And in Devil May Care Ice Cream on K Street, which is also across the street from the ice cream, the storage container, I did some Air Forces, and I put art on the Air Forces, which was actually my girlfriend. I made a comic book on shoes.
That's fire.
I did a small mural of the owner of Art Cookie Bakery on K Street. I painted her on her building. A lot more to come.
Well, I can't wait till I have my property where I'm doing events, and you're gonna do the Mary Jane Maven one. That'll be fire. So when I can, of course, reward you handsomely as you so well deserve.
I'm sorry.
No, girl, we will make
another mural at the end of the year for the Latino Center in Sacramento Artist
School. Oh, nice.
5x8 mural, and that was actually the biggest payment I received for my artwork. So
that is beautiful. So there are 5 different locations.
Yeah.
Where people can go and enjoy and appreciate your work and, her contribution to not only Sacramento, the local community, but the mark that she's leaving in history and the story that she's, her contribution to our story is one that is a beautiful chapter and that I am so happy and honestly grateful that I get to be a part of and getting to know you. So once again, thank you so much for everything that you do. If you guys are looking for something for your kids to do, you're looking for an event and you want to do it virtually, something fun, something new, this is what you need to do. All right. So you know who to hit up. And I want to thank you guys once again. You know the spiel. You love me. I love you. So let's keep that communication. Let's keep that relationship going. Go ahead and like and subscribe. Share this as well. Guys, you can follow me on IG. You can also follow me on Twitter. And as I mentioned yesterday, the Mary Jane merch store is going to be coming up very quickly here. And it's going to be kind of a lifestyle brand. I'm going to have some t-shirts. I'm also going to have jewelry. And I'm going to have, because, it's very Mary Jane Maven like to have some cute, cute face. So maybe some lashes or something like that as well. But we're going to have some merch for you guys to show your support. So that'll be coming soon. We will be back with 2 new episodes next week. We're going to have an entrepreneur who is a woman of color. And we're going to have friend to the show. We're going to not do a number 2 because even though I have more chips over here, we are not going to do a Pocky Challenge chip number 2 with him. But we're going to have Wordplay. The official is going to be on the show. He is going to be on next Friday. So make sure that you guys tune in to next week's episodes. Want to give a special shout out as well to a local gallery, which is the Brick House Art Gallery, which is in Oak Park area. Definitely, if you guys are looking for some beautiful art, you're looking for an event space, you definitely want to check it out. So shout out to them. And shout out Yes, and of course, I mean the guest co-host here. Come on, that goes without saying.
My artwork is at the Brick House right now.
Yes, that's what I was saying. It goes. You, of course, you're there. Like what? So that's another location that you can definitely go and check out the work. But also giving love and support and you know, to the hubby. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Thank you. I'm like, hello. And thank you to everybody. And thank you to our newest country of subscribers, which I want to say was New Zealand. I think it was New Zealand. So Australia was last, then New Zealand. So guys, we're in 20 international countries now.
Oh, wow.
Pretty dope. Yeah. So shout out to them. France, you're still loving me. I think you guys are still one of the ones that's holding the higher numbers. So shout out to them as well. So everybody have a blessed Friday. Please stay masked up. I know it's a beautiful weekend. You can get out and sit outside and eat. But please, let's just think about others. Think about yourselves. And let's stay masked up, because Corona is not just hiding, staying low, you know. So thank you once again. I can't thank you enough. Another episode down, guys. Appreciate you. Hope you stay elevated. Monthleaf is the monthly cannabis subscription service for Northern California. They offer a variety of boxes that you can customize to fit your preferences. Each box will always have a value exceeding $150, but all you have to pay is just $100. And that's each month.
This episode is going to be an education, you know, an eradication and an elevation episode all in one. So to jump into it, we are going to get into a quote by somebody else who is everything, Mr. Bob Marley. So this quote is, "I wish we were all hippies and we did yoga, lived in cottages, smoked weed, accepted everyone for who they are, and listened to wonderful music.
Yes.
And I wish money didn't make us who we are. I just wish we could redo society."
We can redo society.
Word. Facts, right?
We're working on it every day.
Trying. Every day, seriously. Trying. Like, that's the message.
Be the change.
Yes, that you want to see. Exactly.
Yeah.
So my boys, Jane.